If something stands between you and your success, move it. Never be denied. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Empowerment and education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution. Where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution. For show notes and more, go to revolutionoils.com/podcast.
Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright, and today we get to talk to a former Duke University athlete about his use of essential oils today and how he wished he knew about essential oils when he was a young athlete competing in school. Before we get to the interview, allow me to share my favorite oil from this past week. And a big shout out goes to Thieves Essential Oil, one of the most famous blends of essential oils that exist. It contains cinnamon, clove, rosemary, lemon, and eucalyptus. And the way I've been using it this week is to mix it pretty diluted with some coconut oil to put on to my gums and my lip. I've been dealing with like a sore on my mouth. I bit my lip. I've been fighting off getting infected. My teeth have been hurting. So I've been swishing a lot with Thieves and coconut oil and just applying it where needed. And it feels so soothing. And it just feels so cleansing and healing. Now, Thieves is a hot oil. It's got that cinnamon and clove in it. So make sure you're diluting it pretty heavily. I'll use maybe one, maybe two drops in about a half a teaspoon of coconut oil if I'm swishing it in my mouth, or more. And that's still, you can really feel it, especially if you have any abrasions in your gums or your lips. If you're applying it to the bottom of your feet, you don't need to do such a heavy dilution. Another popular place to apply is just down the spine, and you'll want to dilute it for that. And you can also put it in your diffuser and just inhale it aromatically that way. Now, as always, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. This week's recipe comes from Michelle Devaney, and the recipe is called Restless Legs and Muscle Calmer. To make the restless legs and muscle calmer, you'll need 1/4 cup coconut oil, 3 drops Young Living Pan Away essential oil, 3 drops Copaiba, and 3 drops frankincense essential oil. Combine all ingredients and rub on your legs for a calming effect. Thank you so much for your recipe, Michelle. Send us your recipes by emailing DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. When you do, you'll get entered to win our monthly giveaway of a bottle of orange oil and our PDF book full of DIY recipes for a chemical-free home.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
I'm here with Johnny Williams. As a former Duke University athlete, Johnny has been very fortunate to compete against some of the best athletes in the world and has had the opportunity to be mentored by some of the best life coaches in today's society. With the experience, he has gained the knowledge of what it takes to maintain optimal physical fitness and sustain the course of health development. He empowers his clients with the knowledge, skills, support, guidance, and resources to assist and inspire them on their journey. Johnny Williams, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Smith, thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to be on the show.
Me too. I wanted to have you on. Well, first of all, because my husband found you on Instagram and I think he has a little man crush on you. He's a total workoutaholic.
All modesty. Tell him he's not the only one.
Love it. Love it. Well, not only that, but I just love your positivity that you put out in the world. Everything that I've seen you do is just, it's so positive. And I feel like, and I don't know if you agree, I'm not super into the like sports world. It's not my area. So I don't hang out with a ton of like people who are going to the gym all the time and in sports all the time. But I kind of feel like in that culture, there's kind of a difference between like fitness and health. Like they don't always necessarily go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to find someone that, yeah, kind of blends those two worlds really nicely.
Yeah. Well, I definitely appreciate you noticing that, because that is like one of my purposes. I don't want to be the guy that is unreachable or, you know, doing things that are not supposed to be done and harming myself more than, you know, I'm not all just about looks. I want people to, you know, feel good. And, you know, when they look at my stuff, I want them to be inspired and take from what I've learned and put into their life. So,
yeah, well said. So tell us a little bit more about your time as a former college athlete and then what, what that journey looked like to become the oil fit guy that you are today.
Yeah. So I'll take you through a little journey here. I actually from Texas, was born in Houston, and then we moved to Leroy, Alabama, which is probably as big as my computer. Very, very, very small. 52 people in my graduating class. And I went to Duke from there. Was recognized by Alabama, Auburn, Clemson, and some other big, big, big schools. And that just gave me a way out. That was my focus. And as a kid, I would always tell my mother that I wanted to go to Duke University. And she would say, Duke University? And I would say, yeah, Mom, I want to go to Duke University. And she would say, you can do whatever you can do whatever you want in this life and make the best of it. And I ended up getting recruited by Alabama, and one of the coaches, to make a long story short here, one of the coaches at Alabama left Alabama and went to Duke to reunite with his coach that he coached with at Ole Miss, which is David Cutcliffe. And he gave me a call and said, Johnny, we got a scholarship for you. I'm thinking it's Alabama because we just went through this whole thing of them not having a scholarship left. And I was going to be a walk-on, preferred walk-on, get partial money, blah, blah, blah. And I just told him I couldn't, my mom and dad couldn't afford that. And he called me and I was like, you got a scholarship? So I'm like really excited. I'm thinking it's Alabama. And he says, it's Duke. And I said, Duke? Duke has a football team? And so as a kid, you know, I was a basketball fan. I was probably, I don't know if I'm the only basketball player that has a tattoo of a basketball on my arm, but I mean, I went throughout college having a basketball on my arm playing football.
Playing football, yeah. That's so funny.
And I ended up coaching basketball for about 2 years, college basketball, NCAA, here in Mobile, Alabama at Spring Hill College. And so my experience at Duke was awesome. It was pretty cool how I ended up at Duke. I feel like Alabama's a part of my story, and the University of Alabama, and you know, Ron Middleton, who is now, I believe he's at the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, kind of just took me under his wing and nurtured me to be the person I am. You know, I wasn't always like this, and he just kind of kept beating me into it. And so, you know, my time at Duke was just, it was phenomenal. I mean, I got to play a sport that I loved. I got to be around guys that I love to this day that I still talk to. And I got to be mentored by, like you said, some of the best mentors in the world. And I got to compete at a very, very high level. And, you know, I learned a lot from that. I didn't make it to the NFL like I wanted to, but I feel like I made it. I did something great, not only for myself, but for my family. I was the first to go to college from my family. That inspired my brother. He ended up playing at South Alabama here in Mobile and walked on as a D1 athlete. And so that inspired him. And, you know, I feel like I didn't fail at my goal. I feel like I, you know, inspired him to be the best he could be. So,
yeah.
And then a lot of guys came after me to pursue their dreams in football and baseball and all kinds of stuff from that little bitty school.
Right. Oh, wow. Like from your hometown.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so cool. What an inspiring story. And just, it makes me a little teary to think about just sports as this opportunity for so many people that it just opens up a lot of doors. So
many doors. Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful. So then when did oils come into the picture?
Wow. Oils came. I wish I had essential oils in college. I feel like that probably could have saved a lot of a lot of just things that went on mentally, physically, emotionally, probably could have helped a lot. But my journey started probably about 6 to 7 years after college. I met my wife here in Mobile, and we were just friends, and I had this respiratory issue that I kept dealing with, and she recommended that I use what they call Breathe Again. I don't know if I have it here, but it's just a little roll-on bottle. And no one knows what that is, but it's a roll-on bottle full of essential oils for just your respiratory system. And I ended up using that, and probably about 2 weeks later, she came to me. I'd go to her and say, hey, this is gone. And she was like, hey, are you still dealing with that thing that you were dealing with? And I said, what? I didn't even notice that it was gone. And so from that, it kind of sparked an interest outside of just sports itself for me to learn more about these oils, you know, because when I was first introduced, I knew nothing about essential oils, never heard of them, never, you know, and you read of them in the Bible, but you don't really put two and two together. And I fell in love with essential oils. And then I was like, well, if there's oils, what else is there? And I started asking more questions. I'm like, this is this. I was like, what? They have protein powder. They have all this stuff. I'm like, well, and then like, you can go to the farms too. I was like, they're really transparent about all this stuff. That just really, really sparked a big interest. And then my mom was going through a lot of stuff too. She passed away last year. And she was going through a lot of stuff just for years and years with her heart. And she actually ended up using, I told her to use Joy. And I really, really feel that it did help her. Her doctor would always say, hey, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Because your readings have been much, much better than they have in the past year, in the past months. And you know, he would. And I thanked him for that, for noticing that. And after she passed away, I actually called him to thank him for everything he did to preserve her life. And but I feel like essential oils and oil fit came probably about a year or two after I was introduced to essential oils. And I really wanted to use them in my fitness. And I felt like after I learned more about peppermint and RC and all these oils, I didn't even open my starter kit. I actually have my starter kit right here, not open, with no vitality oils in it. This is when they didn't have the vitality oils in the starter kit.
Oh, that's old school. And,
I still have the kit. I call it my trophy kit. I won't ever open it. I feel like it changed my life. And I'm so thankful for Mary and Gary and their family for just, you know, saying yes to this and going for it.
Yeah, I echo that gratitude all the time. I just think, gosh, like, thank you so much for creating this amazing company that makes these amazing products. And then allowing me to just be a part of sharing that message, too, is like, it's just such a gift for sure. Well, I want to shout out to Breathe Again for people who are curious about that. It's a blend of four different types of eucalyptus oils. And then it's also got copa, iba, and myrtle and peppermint in it. So that's a wonderful one for all things respiratory. And I love that this has sort of turned into an oily love story as well, a little bit. Or maybe I'm reading into that
you're pretty good, but she's your wife now, right? You're really good. So the joke is, when Victoria first introduced me to essential oils, I said, well, if I purchase a kit, you're going to have to marry me. And so the story is that, you know, I purchased my kit and I got my woman. So
that is hilarious. Oh, but, my gosh.
Shout out to her mother, too. They were they've been using essential oil, Gary Young's essential oils, for 20 plus years. She was in her first membership number was in the low hundreds.
Wow.
Which is unbelievable. And so
I got this whole,
you learned about essential oils and you're going into somebody who's had numerous amounts of experience with essential oils. And so I'm bombarded with all kinds of information. You don't know about essential oils? It's kind of like, they were offended, you know?
Yeah, right.
Because they've been using this for years and years and years, and it was just a part of their culture and a part of their life, you know? And so,
And how have you used that experience and that perspective of being this total newbie who's now sort of thrust into this, like, deep dive world of essential oils? How have you used that experience to sort of teach other people who, you know, this is very foreign to, but you truly want them to understand and incorporate, you know, what do you say?
The first thing is finding out what they need. You know, that's pretty much in every situation that I've come across. You know, if somebody has, you know, joint issues or muscle fatigue or, you know, mental fatigue, mental clog, you know, emotionally bankrupt, you just figure out what they need. And you share the oils with them, just like they share with me. They didn't share the whole kit. They shared one oil. They figured out, what did I need? And they just, hey, this is what you need. Try it out for 2 weeks. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it works, great. Because now we got you. You know?
So what would be your top recommendation for, let's pick muscle fatigue.
Muscle fatigue, essential oil or supplement?
Let's do one of each.
Okay, so I would probably pick for muscle fatigue, there's two things I would put together. OrthoSport and I'll just say Panaway because it has all the blends for that.
Okay.
And then as far as a supplement goes, probably Sulfurzyme for muscle fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
Sulfurzyme or AminoWise.
Yeah, those are excellent. And because Sulfurzyme is part MSM, part Wolfberry, right? So what's the, for people that aren't familiar with MSM and what that does, how much do you know about that? Can you share?
I can share a little bit about it. But as far as MSM goes, I feel like it's really great for your skin. But as far as, you know, rejuvenating the body and targeting those muscle systems, I feel like it does such a great job at recovering the body itself. As far as going way into MSM, not my forte.
But you know it works.
But I know,
you've used it.
You can do more.
Don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that it works, right?
Exactly.
How about for mental fatigue? I'll just pick one more thing you mentioned.
I really like peppermint in the morning. Peppermint in the morning does such a great job at just getting me mentally focused for the day. And then using it throughout the day is one thing. I have a thing that I do. I use three parts of my day: when you wake up, throughout the day, and then when you go to sleep. And I feel like when you go to sleep, stress away would be a great one for mental fatigue. Just to rub it behind your ears, on your temples. And maybe cedarwood you could throw in there as well. I wear it as a cologne. It saved me a lot of money because I was spending money on like Versace cologne, Gucci cologne, and all kinds of crazy stuff just because I like the brands, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Saved me a lot of money on on spending money on things that weren't good for me. You know, not to throw Gucci and Versace under the bus, but hey, they're cologne.
I'll throw them under the bus for you. They're terrible for you.
Don't have toxins that are good for you.
Johnny, one of the quotes that I love from you is, always leave the gym better than you found it. Can you expand more on what that means to you?
Yes. And this, I'll give credit to my coach, David Cutcliffe, who kind of instilled this into me. I'll give you a little story about him and how this quote came a part of me. He was telling a story about how his dad took him to a park just to play around in the park. And so he played on, you know, he was on the swings, he was having fun, he did all these things, and he kind of drained himself, right? And his dad said, look around. And he was like, okay. Well, he started looking around. He said, what do you see? I see a swing, I see, you know, a carousel, I see all these different types of things he was already playing on. And he said, but you don't see the trash? And he said, yeah, there's a cup over there. There's a paper right here, a bag, plastic bag sitting on the ground. And he said, well, what do you think we should do? He says, I don't know. I didn't put it there. He said, son, you should always leave a place better than you found it. And so they picked up the whole park. Cleaned up the whole park, and I kind of took that into my being. And to this day, I'll see stuff on the ground and I'll pick it up, just because that was taught to me as a college football player. And So I feel like leaving the place better than you found it. You should already notice those things before you get there, right? So you should all, like, when you're going to the gym, you should have a plan for one. I wrote some notes down here for you to kind of put this, so I can put this more into perspective. Leaving the gym better than you found starts way before you arrive, because you first have to get there. And before you get there, you must have a plan, and you must be performing that plan to the best of your ability. As I said, my coach would always preach that in order to fulfill a plan, you must first be where you're supposed to be, do what you're supposed to be doing, do it to the best of your ability, and enjoy the process, because it's too much hard work involved not to enjoy the rewards of your labor. So put it into a fitness perspective and leaving the gym better than you found it, you should always be doing what you're supposed to be doing, right? You're supposed to be where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to be doing. And you know, to reach your goals, you have to do those two things alone. And when you're doing them, you have to do it to the best of your ability. And you have to enjoy the process. If you're not enjoying the process, guys, if you're not enjoying it, you will not reap the benefits that you really want to reap, because things mm-hmm. should be enjoyed, you know, especially if you're going for a goal. Like, you know, that's why people have PRs, which are personal records, you know, because they have a fulfillment. And if that fulfillment for you is that, great. My fulfillment is my son, my family, because I saw how my mother dealt with just a lot of heart issues. And I feel like it's not a fear to me, but I feel like, you know, I should do my best, and not saying she didn't, I should do my best as a father to lead the family into living above that wellness line. And so, you know, my motivation is always just my son when I go to the gym. And when I come back, hearing him say, "Daddy, did you get strong?" I feel like that always drives me even more, you know. So just to leave you guys with that, I think that is something you guys should think about.
I love that. And I think that it can apply to so many different situations too. You know, I just think about when you sit down and you go to work, or if you're in school and you're going to class, you know, having that intention going in and setting your mind to it. And then so importantly, enjoying that process. I mean, just that pearl of wisdom there. What a great coach to really instill that in disguise. Like, that's some powerful stuff if we can learn how to apply that to all aspects of our lives. I love that.
Now, some guys, I mean, you would think, like, as a, you know, a college guy, and you know, you're above, like, you're living this life, like, man, I made it, you know. But I feel like some guys listened, some guys mm-hmm. didn't, and I felt like I didn't listen as much when I was in college, but I remembered those words when I got into this, what we call the real world.
Right. And, yeah, of course.
Those words changed my life, you know, so, and they're still changing my life, because I apply that to everything I do.
Yeah,
so.
I love that. Well, let's turn the subject back to oils again for a little bit. You've mentioned that fitness with essential oils is one of the best hidden secrets. So I love that. And I agree. I feel like I wish so many more people, and especially athletes, knew about the benefits that come from using essential oils. So give me just a few more highlights of how you weave essential oils in with your fitness or the work you do with your clients, and kind of what the biggest benefits are in your mind for athletes.
Yeah, I can tell you that the knowledge of essential oils alone will set you free. And here's why. The fact that, you know, I had no clue about them during college, I was a very superb athlete. You know, I came in and I started as a freshman, which is not easy to do even at Duke, you know, because you're competing against guys that have, you know, played at a really, really high level and I started over a senior. So he's been playing for 4 years. And so that should tell you a little bit about kind of my background, mm-hmm. Of how good of an athlete, you know, not just I was, but I am. I feel like I'm still a good athlete. And, you know, I feel like if I had these essential oils during college, you know, a lot of things were spoken over me, like, "You're injured prone." That's not a real thing, you mm-hmm. know? So basically they were saying I was cursed, you know, because I would get injured, but I never had the why. And they would always say, "You're injured prone." And then I got out of college and I started to do a little bit more research. I actually started to really care about fitness, because I did not like working out. I wanted to catch the ball. I wanted to get the touchdowns. I wanted to do all that. But I did not like going to the weight room. I was like, it's pointless. Why would I want to do that? And the biggest reason you want to go to the weight room is to prevent injury. Mm-hmm. You know, especially as an athlete, because you're taxing your body so much during a game. You may be playing an hour, probably a total of 20 to 30 minutes max. You're not really playing an hour. But I feel like if I had essential oils and the knowledge of using essential oils and infused supplements, what I call them, I feel like I would have kind of not endured some of those injuries that I did have, you know, till this day. Even in high school, I wish I had them. In high school, I ended up tearing my meniscus in my MCL. And I got to college and, you know, in high school, they're like, be tough. Don't be soft. Be the tough guy. And so I was tough and I toughened it out for 2 to 3 weeks and kind of the soreness just kind of went away, you know, and the swelling kind of went down. My knee was probably a little still swollen throughout my career in high school. And I tweaked my knee and in college, and one of the guys on the team, well, one of the trainers said, hey, let's go get you what they call an MRI. And so long story short, we got the MRI, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, Johnny, I feel like you didn't tear this here. I feel like you tore this in high school. And so this was my junior year. So I had not been playing with an MCL or meniscus. And they said, you want us to fix it? And I said, no, because it's not hurting.
Right.
So right. To this day, I don't have a meniscus or MCL in my knee.
Wow.
No pain, no nothing. And so, you know, I feel like if I had the knowledge, I feel like if any athlete has the knowledge of essential oils and using them correctly on a day-to-day basis, I feel like they would not have as many problems. And as a student athlete, that's a whole nother thing, because a student athlete, you're taxing yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, all kinds of stuff. You're just going through a lot. And I feel like the rest would have been probably better. The recovery would have been much, much better. Being able to study correctly and using, you know, rosemary, peppermint, all these oils that target the brain. What's the other one? Brain Power. If I had those oils, and going to Duke, it's not easy to be a student athlete. Going anywhere is not easy to be a student athlete. And I feel like if I had those tools to use, would have been much, much better experience.
So, Johnny, before we go to our closing questions, this has been a blast. I'm curious, what would be your best advice for someone who's brand new to essential oils in fitness? What recommendations would you have for them?
Man, there are so many essential oils that you could start with. But I would, you know, personally, me starting with Breathe Again kind of set it apart. But I feel like the PSK would be such a great place to start for somebody new, because it has everything in it that you need, and you don't have to think about it. You can just purchase it and it's shipped right to your door. Just the name, what's in the PSK. And if, you know, you use these daily, I feel like they would definitely help you with your fitness journey. Lavender, it's good for rest and muscle recovery. Peppermint for energy, muscle recovery as well. Lemon, it's good for your immune system. It's a natural detoxer. It's good for energy as well. Frankincense, energy and emotional support, peace and calming, emotional support and stress relief. Digize. People don't like Digize, but I
love it. Yeah.
It gives you so much good digestive vibrance. And it also can give you emotional support too, because if you know if your stomach's hurting, you're not gonna want to be dealt
right.
with. And so I feel like, you know, even if your stomach's not, you know, feeling well, and you're clogged up, I feel like that hinders a lot of people's thinking,
yeah.
because the brain is connected to the stomach. And so, you know, gut support is the biggest thing that I feel like, most people need to really target, because it just holds a lot of stress on people. And, And I feel like that is one of the places that I've really, really targeted because digestive systems are just, you know, needed. Citrus fresh, you got digestive support as well, energy and alertness. Raven, good for respiratory support, energy booster. It's good for immune system as well. Panaway, muscle and bone and joint support. You got Valor in there, emotional support and boost your confidence. That's one really, really good. I feel like it does boost your confidence. And I believe the Roman soldiers used to use it when they went to war. And so boosting your confidence is definitely needed. So if you're going to use this, use that right before you go to work out. Thieves is good for immune support and it's an energy booster. You have Stress Away, good for it promotes rest and recovery. And Ningxia Red, it's a whole body nutrition. And that is the best list of things you could probably start with, in my opinion. It's readily available. You don't have to research anything. You can get started and you can start to use them.
I love that you just broke down the entire premium starter kit in like 2 minutes. I love it. It's just great. And, you know, even though you haven't opened yours, no, I'm just kidding. It's your trophy. I love it. Well, thank you for that rundown. That was super helpful. And you were just opening my mind up to like, oh yeah, like there's just so many applications for these oils, yes. Especially when you look at, you know, fitness and sports and different age groups too. Like I'm imagining, you know, high school kids going onto the football field all valored up, you know, like how cool would that be?
Yeah. Throw that Valor on, go out there and hit somebody. That's
and then go out F that girl to prom, right? You got the courage now.
Right. Get the courage and go do it.
Yeah. So this has been a blast, Johnny. Thank you so much for sharing all this wisdom with us here today. Before you go, we love to ask our guests these closing questions. And the first is, just tell us one or two self-care practices you try to do every day to stay healthy.
Yeah, one thing I feel that helps my day-to-day progress is silence. And what I mean by silence is just taking the time to meditate, take the time for yourself, engage who you are so that you can be who you are. I like to start my day with a quick to 10 to 15 minute body stretch and then move on to motivation. My motivation usually come from sources, usually like a daily devotion. I also like to listen to motivational speeches during my workout sessions. Because it helps not only to be challenged physically, but mentally sharpening is a key to physical success. I'll just rattle off some of the guys I like to listen to. You can look them up. Eric Thomas, the hip hop preacher. Jim Quick, he's a brain fanatic. Les Brown, everybody should know who that is. He's phenomenal, and plenty of others that motivate me during my workouts. So that's what I like to do. I really like to stretch. Just to touch on that, I really, really like to stretch. You don't see a lot of guys that are really flexible when they're, you know, going to the gym. They leave the gym right when they're done. You just put your body through all of this stress and now you're not going to relieve it, you know? And so, you know, I like to wake up in a stretch because your body's in a constricted state. It's not only good for waking you up, but it's also good just to relieve your body of that tension that your body just went through. And it's also good just to reverse the blood circulation that has not been flowing throughout the body while you're resting. So that's kind of what I would probably, you know, suggest for people to do. My two self-care practices that I like:
silence and stretching. I love those two. That's great. Thanks for throwing out those motivational speaker names too, because you can never have too much motivational speaking in your ears at all times, right?
So readily available.
Thank goodness for podcasts, right? Exactly. Well, finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Yeah. So my biggest thing is the phone, right? So, and if you can do research on this, the average person spends 4 years of their life looking down at their phone.
Wow. I've never heard it put into years before. Wow.
four years. And I feel like it's my biggest hindrance. I try my best to ditch the habit of seeking my phone and for entertainment or pleasure, just so that I can, you know, kind of engage the people around me, not looking down at my phone. Even, you know, if I'm doing something that I'm supposed to be doing, like working,
right,
I'll do it. But if I'm scrolling nonchalantly on Instagram and Facebook, that's not productive. And I feel like it's not a waste of time, but it's time that I could have used elsewhere, mm-hmm. you know, because I don't believe in wasted time. I feel like people put their energy where they think it should go. Right. And so, you know, I want to put my energy towards my family, my friends, the people around me, my environment. And to also to myself, I want to build myself in a way to inspire others. And so that's my hindrance. Your phone could be eating. It could be a bad eating habit that hinders you from reaching your fitness goals, or it could be, you know, bad thoughts that hinder you from, well, not you, it's Samantha, but just the person.
Yeah, I never have any bad thoughts.
Right. It could be those thoughts that hinder people from being the best them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we all should be living above the wellness line. So what is holding you back from living above that wellness line? Challenge yourself today to look to yourself and, you know, kind of look in the mirror and ask yourself, what do I need to let go? What is hindering me? You know, do a daily log of what you do. And I feel like that would help you. Diary how you feel throughout the day. I'll leave you with that.
Yeah, I love that advice. Thank you so much. And I think it's interesting too. I'm coming up on our 5-year anniversary for the show pretty soon. And I've been asking the same question, you know, for every episode pretty much. And I feel like lately, just the past year, the phone and screen time has been coming up a lot for that question. So I feel like there's a lot more awareness coming up around that subject lately.
That's
and a lot less resistance, I think, because now that it's so ingrained as part of our culture, I feel like everyone's starting to really notice the impact that it's having on their mental health and just society at large. So it's an interesting shift that's happened, I feel like, fairly recently, just more awareness. This has been awesome. Thank you so much, Johnny. What is the best way for people to connect with you?
Samantha, first, I want to say thank you for even having me on. I really appreciate, you know, sharing your platform with me. And thank you to your husband for even recommending me. So shout out to him. But people can find me at getoilfit.com. They can also follow me on Instagram at getoilfit.
Perfect. Well, thanks again. And you have a great rest of your day. Thanks.
All right. You too.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, I'm not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.